This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government will soon constitute a high-powered committee on banking in achieving the vision of a Vikasit Bharat. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said this after inaugurating the two-day public sector bank conclave in New Delhi today. She added that the committee will decide the future course of banking reforms by taking up issues and recommendations. Ms. Sitharaman expressed hope that the outcomes of the discussions will provide valuable substantive inputs to the committee as it formulates its recommendations on the future role of banks. She noted that Indian banks are in a position of strength, with non-performing assets at their lowest ever levels, providing a strong foundation for further reforms.
On the basis of a well-researched set of documents which have been shared with you in advance, will hopefully provide that substantive meat for the committee to also look at. So the committee would probably have that material before them, even as they deliberate. And even as they deliberate, to give us their thoughts and also the recommendations, which will help us to clearly understand where the committee wants India to go towards Vikasit Bharat, and in that the role of banks.
The Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has emphasized that in an era of artificial intelligence and fast-evolving technology, graduation is not the end of education, but a transition into a life of constant adaptation. He was addressing the 11th convocation of the Central University of Tamil Nadu in Tiruvarur in Tamil Nadu today. The Vice President also noted the unprecedented expansion of India's educational infrastructure since 2014, highlighting the establishment of 16 IITs, 8 central universities, 8 IIMs and 12 new AIMS hospitals across the country. He stated that education is the ultimate tool to eradicate poverty and foolishness in society. Dwelling upon the National Education Policy 2020, he stated that education is now measured by the ability to think independently and work in teams. The Supreme Court today refused to interfere with the Election Commission's decision to fix 2002 as the base year for the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Sikkim. A bench of Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joymalia Bagchi and V. Mohana dismissed a PIL filed by an NGO seeking a direction to the poll panel to consider 1993 as the base year instead of 2002 for the ongoing SIR exercise in the state. The court observed that the ECI has uniformly adopted 2002 as the base year for the ongoing SIR exercise across states, as the last such revision was conducted that year. However, the bench said the petitioner can approach the ECI for creating a reasonable exemption. In Bihar, 7 women were killed in a stampede among devotees outside the Ashok Dham temple in Lakhisarai district. More than 10 devotees were seriously injured in the incident, a report. We beg your pardon. And moving on, in Bihar, Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar attended an interaction program with around 500 booth-level officers at Nalanda University at Rajgir. The program mainly focused on making the electoral process more effective, transparent, accessible and citizen-centric. Following the program, the Chief Election Commissioner will launch Election Literacy Club ELC 2.0 from Patna. The initiative is being seen as an important step towards promoting electoral literacy, digital participation and meaningful citizen engagement in democracy. The BWF Badminton World Championship began at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. The Indian pair of MR Arjun and Hariharanam Sakarunan advanced to the second round of the men's doubles category in New Delhi. The duo were leading 6-4 in the second game when their opponents, Scott Gildea and Paul Reynolds of Ireland, retired hurt. Earlier, Arjun and Amsakarunan had won the first game 21-16. And with that, we end this news bulletin.